Well, what a wonderful Wednesday morning, beloved, and how sweet it is to share this time with you. Today we are studying Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 23. And God's saving word for us today is encouragement. In today's passage of Scripture, Paul expresses his deep affection for the Philippians and gives them final instructions for living in community. He concludes his letter by thanking them for all the help they have given him. Let's begin. So then, my friends, how dear you are to me, and how I miss you. How happy you make me, and how proud I am of you. This, dear friends, is how you should stand firm in your life in the Lord. Euodia and Syntyche, please, I beg you, try to agree as sisters in the Lord. And you too, my faithful partner, I want you to help these women, for they have worked hard with me to spread the gospel together with Clement and all my other fellow workers whose names are in God's book of the living. May you always be joyful in your union with the Lord. And I say again, rejoice. Show a gentle attitude toward everyone. The Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking Him with a thankful heart. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Christ Jesus. In conclusion, my friends, fill your minds with those things that are good and that deserve praise, things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. Put into practice what you have learned and received from me, both from my words and from my actions, and the God who gives us peace will be with you. In my life, in union with the Lord, it is a great joy to me that after so long a time, you once more had the chance of showing that you care for me. I don't mean that you stopped caring for me, you just had no chance to show it. And I'm not saying this because I feel neglected, for I have learned to be satisfied with what I have. I know what it is to be in need and what it is to have more than enough. I have learned this secret so that everywhere, at any time, I am content, whether I am full or hungry, whether I have too much or too little. I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. But it was very good of you to help me in my troubles. You Philippians know very well that when I left Macedonia in the early days of preaching the good news, you were the only church to help me. You were the only ones who shared my profits and losses. More than once when I needed help in Thessalonica, you sent it to me. It is not that I want to receive gifts, rather I want to see profit added to your account. Here, then, is my receipt for everything that you have given me, and it has been more than enough. I have all I need now in Epaphroditus, and he's bought me all your gifts. They are like sweet-smelling offering to God, a sacrifice which is acceptable and pleasing to Him. And with all His abundant wealth through Christ Jesus, my God will supply all your needs. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greetings to each one of God's people who belong to Christ Jesus. The believers here with me send you their greetings. All God's people here send greetings, especially those who belong to the emperor's palace. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And today's key verse is Philippians 4:13. I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. You know, in verse 11, Paul says that he has learned to be satisfied with what he has. In other words, as he said, whether in abundance or in lack, he's learned to be satisfied. And, you know, I look around me today and I see the world striving to get more and more, to gain more material goods, to have more toys, more things. And yet the secret to a contented life, as Paul says, is to be content with what you have. Let us pray. Almighty God, you sustain me in ways that I may fail to recognize. Teach me to be content, trusting in your love and grace, and open my eyes and heart to your daily blessings. By the power that Christ gives me, strengthen me to face whatever conditions I may encounter today. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this Wednesday to an end. Join us tomorrow as we go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10, where the Apostle Paul praises the life and the faith of the Thessalonians. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.